Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow is Thursday, January 9th, which many of you might have no idea. Let's rephrase that. For many of us, it's just another day at work, but not for our county employees. And to talk about that, we have Erie County Legislator Lindsay Lurigo. Lindsay, good morning or good afternoon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Joe. Thanks for having me.
So tomorrow is the National Day of Mourning for President Jimmy Carter, and you guys have found out that you're getting the day off.
The county executive has effectively shut down Erie County offices. He put out a notice yesterday. I found out at the same time I was getting, you know, calls from media asking why we were shutting down. You know, in 2018, when President Bush passed away, the county didn't shut down. This is a brand new precedent that Mark Poloncarz is setting, and I think it's a dangerous one. You know, we represent constituents and hardworking taxpayers, and we're saying that our county workforce doesn't have to go to work tomorrow. We're going to shut down all offices. If you have an appointment with the DMV and you took the day off, too bad. You know, this is a completely reckless and out of touch move that is just unfortunately very typical in this administration.
My mic wasn't on. And the county executive, did he address the legislature on this? Did he give any, this will be moved to here, this will be moved to there?
No, that would follow the chairman of the legislature to move. We're scheduled to have committee meetings tomorrow. I found out at the same time that our committee meetings would be canceled, and any item that was up for consideration in those committees would be moved to session for immediate consideration next Thursday. And it's irresponsible. You know, we owe the people that we represent to have the conversations, to show up and do our job. And unfortunately, the Democratic leadership is saying that we're going to take the day off. They have not rescheduled committee meetings. They have just canceled them. And I don't think a great president like Jimmy Carter is the way to honor him is by canceling public service. I think it should be to serve the public and keep going, have a moment of silence, lower the flag in front of County Hall, but don't shut down public service for in honor of a great public servant.
And, some people might be going, all right, a day off, but at the end of the day, it's going to cost the taxpayers, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a paid day off for employees that didn't otherwise have it. I mean, you know, we have every other citizen in Erie County that has a regular paying job. Our business owners that can't afford just to give their employees a day off just because, the federal government is. It's completely irresponsible. It's at a cost to taxpayers, all while we're not going to serve them. You know, we have hardworking people that I know, they take the day off to go to the DMV. If you had an appointment, it's canceled. Too bad. It's completely irresponsible and completely disrespectful to the people that we represent. The federal government does this. It's part of their practices that they've always done. This has never been the case, but, you know, a Democratic president has passed away, and suddenly, the county needs the day off to mourn the death. And I don't think it's respectful to the memory even of the president.
You know, is that what it is? I mean, is it really just along party lines? Because like you said, George H.W. Bush, another one-term president, passed away in 2018. And, I mean, it was business as usual.
Yeah, the county didn't shut down. The federal government followed the same practices that they always do, which is where the stock market closes, federal offices close for a day in honor of that. The county has never taken part in it before. The state has never taken part in it before. But suddenly, it definitely feels political to me that this time the county is closing down. I don't know if it's because Mark Poloncarz is a lame duck in the county executive's office, or if it is that extremely political, but either way, it leaves a very bad taste in my mouth for the people that I represent that are being underserved tomorrow as a result.
You know what also shocks me is just how it seems like it was very suddenly announced. Like, Jimmy Carter died on December 29th. I mean, there was time to announce this. It seems like it was, all right, in 24 hours, guys, we're going to be closed.
I mean, you know, I go to the legislature on Thursdays and have to make arrangements for, you know, getting my son to school and things like that. And it was just as much of a shock to me when I found out. I think it's ridiculous. You know, we should show up and do our job. Like I said, lower the flag in front of Erie County, have a moment of silence, but don't shut down or shut the doors to the people that we serve. And in honor of a public servant, I think it's completely disrespectful. It's completely out of touch with the reality of Erie County residents, too, that, you know, 99% of those residents are all going to work on Thursday. And like you said before, I don't know how many of them will know that it's a national day of mourning. And if they do, you know, they're not getting the day off for it.
No. I put this on Twitter earlier. Seems like those who run the government are always fishing for a day off. Because not only will our Erie County legislature not be working, but we're not going to get mail tomorrow. The federal government seems to be following in line too, Lindsay. I'm telling you, by the end of all this, what, we'll work 50 days? We'll get 50 days of productivity out of our government?
Look, you know, if I were in charge, it wouldn't be the way that I handled it. But, you know, unfortunately, like, these are the cards that were dealt. And it's just, I think it's ridiculous. I think, like I said, it's completely disrespectful. We should be showing up to do the job that we were elected to do instead of, you know, it feels like they're treating it like a chore. And I couldn't disagree more with it. I think the legislature should still be meeting. The county should be open. You know, I keep thinking of all of those people that, you know, we're planning on going to the RAF building tomorrow to meet with, you know, the health department or wherever else that are now being turned away. It completely sends the wrong message. It is, like you said, it's completely out of touch from the worst types of politicians.
So we know you won't be focusing on any of this tomorrow, but what is on the floor of the legislature? What's something that the listeners should be keeping their eyes open for?
We have, you know, some of our regular business coming up as part of the new year. We have to take a look at some compensating use agreements. On the agenda for tomorrow, there were some contracts to be discussed for getting contracts to support different projects throughout Erie County from the state. Unfortunately, those are all going to be put on hold, and we'll see what comes next week. I hate the idea of getting something in front of us for the first time for discussion and being expected to vote on it. I think it really sends the wrong message to the people that we represent. It's not transparent. It's not, they deserve better.
I agree. I'm still just baffled over the national day. I have to work tomorrow, so I'll be on the air tomorrow.
If it makes you feel any better, I will be working in my private sector job as well tomorrow. but it's a shame that this is the way this is handled. It is completely out of touch with reality. Unfortunately, that's what the leaders of our county have chosen to do.
I was going to say, Lindsay, let's add it to the list of ways that some of our politicians, not all, some of our politicians are out of touch with everyday people.
I couldn't agree more, Joe.
Hey, Lindsay, always great catching up with you.
All right, have a good one.
That is Erie County Legislator Lindsay Lurigo.